Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of me when I get older? How do we plan for this? How do we make it work? How do we protect a lifetime's work? All of that good stuff. I'm going to try something really unique today, and then I'm going to get into the show. And my shows are an hour long, and it's going to be an hour long today. But the first half of the show and the second half of the show are going to be the same. So if you're listening to, because what I have to talk about today I think is really important, and I don't want anybody to miss it. So the first half of the show, which if you're listening in the first half hour, you're listening to the show. In the second half hour, you're going to hear the same show. I've never done this before. I'm going to try it because, again, what I want to talk about today I think is really important. And I want people, because people tune in at all different times during the show. I want them to be able to hear everything. So first half of the show and the second half of the show are exactly the same. And you might want to listen to it twice. You might want to take some notes. If you're not driving down the road, you might want to have a pencil and paper. So again, welcome to Assets and Aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. I've been doing this for 19 years. A couple things we have to get out of the way first. Don't forget, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the heck they're talking about. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I am not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And everything we talk about here is intended to be my opinion only for educational purposes and is not intended as any form of legal, tax, financial, or other advice. It's my opinion only. And today, I'm going to give you a big chunk of my opinion. Again, thanks for joining us. Remember, you can always reach me on my website at assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. You can go there. You can sign up for one of my workshops. I have a workshop coming up on August the 5th. If you have not been to one of my workshops, you should sign up for it. You can call me. My phone number is 800-999-8007. Again, 800-999-8007. You can go to my website and sign up online at assetsandaging.com. All kinds of ways to do it. You'll see my ad running next week in the B. Sign up, get your friends to sign up. My workshops are not like anything else, just like this show is not like anything else. You think you've heard issues, you think you've heard stuff about long-term care and nursing homes and Medi-Cal and who pays and who doesn't and spend down and all that kind of stuff, but you really haven't. You only think you have, and that's a fact. So if you haven't been to one of my workshops, get there. Listen to this show. Again, I'm going to repeat this show in the second half hour so that you're going to get a double-barreled approach today of what I think is really, really, really important. I had somebody come into my... let's see, what else do I need to tell you? I'm probably forgetting something, but you can call me at 800-999-8007, or again, you can always go to my website, assetsandaging.com, to get a hold of me. Okay, so I had somebody come in to my office recently, and I want to be really careful here, but I something that this person said at the end of our conversation I thought was important. And I thought it was important to talk about. When we were done, this person said, "Boy, you really just lay it out, don't you?" And the answer is, yes, I do. I have discovered after 30 years of doing this, almost 30 years of doing this, that beating around the bush and pretending and sugarcoating the reality of what happens as we get older does not benefit anyone. It doesn't benefit anyone. Putting a happy face on what for a lot of people is a very stressful, very unhappy, very confusing time is not helpful at the end of the day because it causes people not to act. And I see it every day. I see it every week. I can't believe the number of people who come into my office and tell me, well, I'm going to go home and think about it. And I always wonder what it is. And I almost never see those people again because the reality is they never do anything because they believe that somehow it's just not going to be as bad as they thought or as bad as they hoped or as bad as whatever until it really is. And then sometimes it's too late. So the person came to see me. They called me and asked to come and see me and said, you know, they were referred by someone who had heard me before and they didn't know. And I said, great, I'd love to see you. They told me a little bit about what was going on. So they came in to see me. And one of the spouses has a neurodegenerative disease. The other spouse has dementia. I just let that sink in for a minute. And they're both older. These are not like 30-year-olds. And so the spouse that came to see me was the spouse with the neurodegenerative disorder. And I asked who was taking care of the spouse with dementia. And they said, well, one of their children is taking care of that person because that person can't be left alone. And I went, okay, that's interesting. And as we began to talk, it became clear to me that no one here was paying attention. The person with dementia has already wandered off, and in fact, you know, the police have had to bring this person home. That's a recipe for disaster on so many levels. I cannot even begin to tell you. They have to lock the front door so the person with dementia can't get out. There's no key in the door. So my question is, what happens when smoke fills up the room? How do we find the key and how does everybody get out? But that's a story for another day. But I asked that question. And I asked the question about what happens when one day this person goes outside, because when they are allowed to go outside, they're allowed to walk around outside unobserved. And I said, what happens when one day that person is used to going out the front door and making a left turn, and instead they make a right turn and they're lost because they can't find their way home, or they don't recognize a hallway, or they don't recognize a building, or they don't recognize a neighbor, but the day will come when that person with dementia will go out the front door, make the wrong turn, or see something that's out of the ordinary, and will not remember how to get home. And that may happen more than once, and that person may be brought home by the police a couple times, or the fire department, or whoever. They may even, do you ever get one of those phone calls on the phone? How many of you have gotten that phone call on the phone, you know, where they call everybody in the neighborhood, and it's the sheriff saying, we're looking for an elderly, whatever, you know, an elderly person last seen at the corner of whatever and whatever. And you go, oh, another one of those. We've all gotten those. They're the robocalls that come from the sheriff's office, you know, to let us know that an older person has wandered off and is lost. In addition, the other spouse has a neurodegenerative disease and can't walk very well. Now, as I sat here and listened to all of this, and they, you know, some people had talked to them and they'd been to other organizations and they'd been to other places that had told them all kinds of stuff, and you know, they'd been to an attorney and all kinds of stuff. But the problem was no one had told them the truth. So the title of today's show is Why You Should Be Talking to Me. And this is why you should be talking to me. This is why you should be in talking to me. This is why you should be making decisions about your family's life. Because where I left this, as always, my consultation is free. And the person that came to see me said, well, how much is your fee? And I said, well, nothing. Just need to talk to you. And they said, well, I'd like to pay you something. And I said, here's how you can pay me. Have one of your children call me. Because I fear that the children do not know how bad this situation is at home. Now, I'm not picking on, I'm only using this as an example, folks. I see this all the time. I see people in front of me all the time that are in terrible situations. And when I asked this person, I said, you understand we have two frail people here trying to take care of each other. And the person who was with me said, well, I don't consider myself frail. And I'm thinking to myself, this person can barely walk, needs assistance, and their spouse has dementia. If that's not a recipe for disaster, I don't know what it is. And I finally told the person who was there, you know, this is a recipe for disaster. We have a very ill person trying to take care of another very ill person. And in complete denial about the level of frailty here. I cannot tell you how important it is that this stuff is going on. It happens all the time, and people believe that it's going to be different than it really is. And it's not going to be. In the circumstance I'm talking about, what do you think the odds are that this is going to get a lot worse and it will never get better? You know, the old saying, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Well, in my world, it's almost always going to get worse, and it's not going to get better. I can't do anything about the person with dementia here. They're going to get worse. So is the person with the neurodegenerative disease. But at the end of the day, we might protect one. We might keep one from getting injured or damaged trying to take care or chase down the other one. We might be able to keep Adult Protective Services from getting involved. We might be able to get the children involved who right now aren't really paying attention to how fragile this situation is. Why do you need to talk to me? Because I want you to look at the situation in your life, or your parents' life, or your grandparents' life, or whoever's life we're dealing with here, where someone's becoming more frail. I want you to just ask yourself a really hard question. Yes, I tend to be fairly straightforward about this stuff. And here's the question. How bad is it really? Not how much do you want it to be better, but how bad is it really? How sick is Dad really? How demented is Grandma really? How infirmed is Mom really? Not what we hope, not what we wish could be better, not what we, whatever. But how bad is it really? And who's going to hurt who? In the circumstance, and I see this all the time, I see two frail older people. One of them may be kind of okay, but the other one's the one older person is trying to take care of the other old person, and they're both frail, and it's going to wind up damaging both of them. And then the family's going to sit around and go, how did this happen? How did this happen? Why should you be talking to me? Because I can make a difference. Because I'm not going to blow smoke. I will tell you, even though a lot of people don't like it, I will tell you what I really see. And I will tell you what your options are. And I'll tell you what the family should be looking forward to. And I'll tell you what's really going to come and what's going to happen. And I'm telling you that right now, if the person with the neurodegenerative disease who looks at themselves as the caregiver died, who's going to take care of the person with dementia? What happens to them the next day? I see that all the time. Everybody's focused on the ill person. Nobody's focused on the caregiver. Well, what happens if the caregiver gets sick? What happens if the caregiver dies? What happens if the caregiver falls and breaks a hip? What happens if the caregiver has a stroke from the stress of all of this? Now what are we in? And I get those phone calls every week. And I get those people in my office every week. And then they leave because they don't like the answer. And the answer is, there's a good chance it's going to get worse. There's a good chance it's going to become financially costly. You know, I was looking at something the other day, and recently I had three clients die in nursing homes. They had been in nursing homes for 7 years, 11 years, and 13 years. No, I'm not making up those numbers. Everybody thinks you go into a nursing home for 6 weeks and then you die, and everybody feels the average stay in a nursing home is about 3 years. That doesn't mean everybody stays in there 3 years, but within a short period of time, I had three people die in nursing homes after 7 and 11 and 13 year stays. Just stop and think about that for a minute. 7 years or 11 years or 13 years in a nursing home. By the way, the family that I was just talking about, that's where at least one of them is headed, and maybe both of them. And nobody's talking about it but me. Now, the first point I want to make with this is that this myth that nursing home stays are short. I have lots of clients who've been in nursing homes over 5 years and many who've been in nursing homes over 20. Let me get to the point. I discussed a family with you early on that it's heading down the road to crisis. And it's going to hit. And it's as certain as I'm sitting here doing this radio program, it's going to impact them and their family. Then the issue is, what's it going to cost? Where are they going to go? And how are they going to get there? Well, here are three families in which a loved one was in a nursing home for 7, 11, and 13 years. Now, I didn't go down back and do the math. I didn't go back and look up each case. So that's a total of 31 years in a nursing home. If the average cost was $7,000 a month, all of those people were on Medi-Cal. Those families saved, by talking to me, saved over $2 million. $2 million that didn't go to the state of California. $2 million that didn't go to the corporate owners of nursing homes, not picking on them. The $2 million went to take care of families. They got the health care they deserved, and instead of at the end of life, everything that they worked a lifetime for got flushed, they were able to leave it to their families. And one of the reasons they were able to do that in every case was, unlike the first family that I was talking to, which just doesn't believe it's going to be okay. These families were willing to admit it's not okay, it's going to get worse, and we have a choice. We can protect what we've worked a lifetime for or lose it. Now, that's just three families, folks. I've been doing this for over 25 years. I can't even imagine how much money as a result of people talking to me that they have saved. I don't even know what it is. I have no idea. And these three families collectively are appreciative to this day. Now, I charged every one of them for my service. Do you think they were happy to do that? They saved almost $2.5 million between the three families. I guess I'm just kind of frustrated today, because I have people in my office every single week who refuse to acknowledge what's going on in their life, and as a result, they never realize that they have a choice. Every year, every day, families become victims. Families wind up losing hundreds of thousands of dollars because they refuse to face what was going on in their families head on. Why should you talk to me? Why should you have a conversation with me? Why should you come and see me? Why should you get to a workshop? Why should you do any of those things? Because if I do nothing else, I will get you to confront where your family really is. I don't have skin in the game, so I get to look at a situation and say, you know, I know you think your mom's fine, but you know, I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you your mom's going to get worse. I can tell you that the situation I was talking about earlier, it's a recipe for disaster, and something bad is going to happen. I can tell you those things, and I will tell you those things up front. Now, some people don't want to hear it because it's hard to hear. But you have a choice. First of all, be honest about really how bad the situation is. How bad really is mom or dad or grandma or grandpa? Be honest. If you're not sure, get in to see me, but be honest. Make the decision that you're going to take the choice that leads to making sometimes very hard and uncomfortable decisions, but decisions that at the end of the day are better for mom, for dad, for your loved one, and may protect everything that they have. All three of the family that left today, I don't know if I'll ever see them again, but I know when things go bad, everything they have is at risk, because they haven't made any choices, they haven't made any plans, they haven't figured out what they're going to do. I can also tell you that the three families that came to see me that had relatives in loved ones in nursing homes for 7, 11, and 13 years and who saved over $2 million are grateful every day that they had the conversation. They're grateful every day that they made the choice to do something and not just leave it to fortune, not just pretend fate is going to make it all better. This show, this half hour is going to play in both half hours because I think it's important, because I think the message is important. The message is you have a choice until you don't use your choice. When you let circumstance make it, then your choices are going to be limited. So look at your family. Look at your loved one, your mom, your dad, your spouse, whoever it is, and be honest. How are they really? And then get on the phone, get to my website, assetsandaging.com, or call me at 800-999-8007 and arrange to come in and talk to me. And together, we will reason openly, we will ask questions of each other, we may cry together, because sometimes this is really hard, but you have a choice. While there's time, you have a choice. If you let fate make the choice, then you're going to do whatever is left. And it may be a choice you're not happy with or that costs you everything. Get to my workshop on August the 5th, right here in Sacramento. You can call me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, and you can sign up for my workshop. You can set up an appointment. You can get in to see me. But the title of the show is Why You Should Be Talking to Me. And the reason why is so that you always have a choice. You're not letting fate make your choice for you. I really appreciate the opportunity to come into your homes to talk to you about this stuff. It's important. Give me a call, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or assetsandaging.com. This is Bob Scrivano. We'll talk to you again later on.